We have our speaker on stage now. We'll go ahead and get started. Welcome, Secret Spaces, everybody. This is a weekly Twitter space featuring news from the secret ecosystem. And today we have a team that's been building for quite a while now, and they're about to launch on mainnet. It's actually going to be happening later today. And last week they did a token launch, so there's a lot going on right now. And we're going to go ahead and kick it over to them for their introduction. Take it away, Secret Admirers team.
Hi, everybody. This is Izzy Smalls. We are super excited for the mainnet launch of our product, Secret Admirers, happening this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern. Secret Admirers is a decentralized, encrypted live streaming platform that is native to Secret Network. We're able to customize privacy, encrypted live streams, and encrypted transactions, thanks to being native to Secret Network. Happy to dive into product-related things. We launched the native token for the product, the ADM token, last week on Shade. And we're really excited for the platform launch, where you need to use the token to subscribe to the creators on our platform, and subscriptions are essentially secret NFTs. So I'll stop there and answer any questions.
Cool. So the token launch happened last week on Shade Protocol. Is that right? On Tuesday, I think.
Yes, that's right.
Cool. So the token is available right now. That's the ADM token, and that's pretty much required if you're going to interact with the platform, right?
Yeah, and if you want to see the official Shade link, just head over to our X account that is posted in our second latest tweet.
Okay, cool. So should be pretty easy for people to find, I think. Let's see.
I can actually pin the tweet here. Let's do that.
Okay, yeah, that'd be good. I'm not sure if you can pin as a speaker, but if not, let me know.
Okay.
Actually, I think I can just go ahead and find it in your feed. That one from March 26th?
Yeah, I just pinned it. So that's the USDT pair for ADM. If you would rather swap with Shade tokens, you can find that also at that link. So there's two pairs live on Shade. There's the USDT pair and the Shade token pair for ADM.
Awesome. All right. So currently, see, there's a Secret Admirers XYZ link in your profile as well, but currently that just goes to the testnet site, I think. Is that right? Let's see.
Yeah. So we're also up mainnet. We'll have an upgraded URL. The URL will be secretadmirers.io rather than XYZ. That's where our testnet was hosted. We will be updating that once mainnet goes live, and that's going live at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Cool, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. Okay, so I guess you'll put out a notification on your Twitter. People can then visit that new URL, and they can go ahead and start using the application today, as long as they have ADM.
Yes.
Cool.
Exactly.
So what are people going to be able to do on the platform starting today?
So, in its genesis, Secret Admirers is a live streaming platform. That is where we really embarked on this encryption journey. We are using OBS to stream our content. We did extensive market research in on Twitch, on OnlyFans, and also some Web3 competitors as well. And we're really interested in how privacy can increase the number of signups and participants when it comes to user-generated content. We found that it's often the lack of privacy that exists on sites like OnlyFans, coupled with the very high transaction fees, which I guess you can expect at this point from a centralized product, prevents many creators and users from joining and participating on the platform. And so Secret Admirer solves both of those things. Not only is the live stream encrypted, ADM token is what allows us to not take these high fees from creators. OnlyFans takes 20% from creators. Twitch takes more than that. Twitch takes 50% until you join their Partner Plus program, wherein they only take 30%. So with all that being said, because Secret Admirers is on Web3 Rails, we're not taking from creators. So we're solving the privacy use case and also creating a more decentralized environment where creators get to enjoy the more of the value that they're creating by live streaming on the platform. So what you'll see on tonight's mainnet launch is the live streaming component, which is very similar to Twitch. For prospective creators, we ask that you apply, and if your application is accurate, correct, we will approve you to be a creator. And the UI is very much like Twitch. So in current state, you can watch live streams and tip creators. We are adding direct messaging functionality to mainnet, as well as archival posts. So right now, we're strictly a live streaming platform. But you will see in upcoming feature launches the ability to post photos and videos to your subscribers that are protected and can live on your profile.
Awesome. So when they join today, they'll see like a list of feeds that they can subscribe to, basically, and that allows them to mint an NFT that unlocks access to the stream. Is that how it works?
Yeah, exactly. And with the mainnet launch, I think the first call to action is apply to be a creator and make sure you fill out the application correctly. So if you are applying to be a creator, we want to see that you've uploaded a profile picture, you have created a username correctly, you're specifying who you are in your description. If all of that's filled out correctly and you're setting your NFT collection price as well, which is essentially your subscription price on the platform, you will then be approved and you're free to begin live streaming. And the steps to live streaming are very similar to if you've live streamed on Twitch before. We are using OBS to stream, and we do have a detailed tutorial for creators that aren't familiar with OBS to get started live streaming on the platform. But I'd say first call to action with mainnet launch is apply to be a creator and make sure you fill out the application correctly and completely, and you will be approved.
Cool. So really anybody could become a creator if they want to. And you know, with OnlyFans, it's typically like not safe for work style streams, but you could also do more like Twitch, where it's like, I guess, vlogging, like just going about your day, whatever you can do that's entertaining that people might find fun to watch. And you could even grow your subscribers just by doing that. Like maybe you'd stream some gaming or something and give commentary over it, and people might like to watch that. So pretty much anybody could become a creator, I guess.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because we are focus on many different genres on Secret Admirers, not just the adult content. We have seen applications on testnet in the realms of fitness, entertainment, cooking, video games like Fortnite, a lot of what you see on Twitch, in addition to adult content. So yeah, we're even decentralizing the genres that can be streamed. Even if you want to create a streaming vlog, that counts. So we welcome all streamers of all different genres. We are not strictly an adult content site.
Yeah, that's awesome. It'd be fun just to experiment with. So I'm sure there's a lot of people in the Secret community that might be interested in trying it out. And once you apply to become a creator, is it pretty easy to figure out, like setting up the OBS and stuff? Do you guys provide some instructions for how to set that up and configure it right?
Yeah, we do have instructions on the... So once you are approved as a creator, you will have the option to stream. You'll know when you're approved because you will be on the homepage. We do encourage creators to apply as soon as mainnet becomes available, because the sooner you do that and the sooner that you are approved, you will be one of the first creators on our homepage. So if you're interested in growing an audience, it's important that you do that soon. While we are growing in the number of creator applications, we did get an overwhelming number of applications on testnet, and we expect that to be even higher for mainnet applications. So the sooner you can apply, the better. Once you are approved, you'll see yourself on the homepage. When you connect your wallet, you will have instructions on how to begin a stream. And it's very similar to the process of streaming on Twitch, where you are downloading the OBS application. And we have all detailed instructions for that. And we're happy to walk through any of our users that are doing this for the first time.
Awesome. That's good. So how does it work exactly? Like, you buy an NFT and then you have permanent access to the streams going forward? Is it like that? Or are there ways that you could maybe, I guess it's not going to be like a continuous cost. It's just a one-time thing and you have access forever.
Yeah, we are looking into the continuous cost option. But in current state, you're exactly right. So subscriptions on Secret Admirers are actually secret NFTs. So when you purchase an NFT with AGM tokens, so in order to interact with any streamer on the platform, you will need AGM at this state. You need AGM to subscribe to a creator where you're minting their NFT. And when that happens, you're decrypting the private metadata that exists in the secret NFT, and you then have access to the user's content. Something really interesting that we are looking into is the ability to trade those subscriptions on secondary, specifically on Stash Marketplace. I think that's where you're essentially trading secret NFTs, which are creator subscriptions. If a creator ever wants to update their NFT collection price, which is their subscription price, they can absolutely do that. And what you have to do is just submit another NFT collection, in which case you'll just have different tiers of subscriptions or different NFT collections on your creator page that users can subscribe to you with the ADM token.
Okay, cool. So over time, if they wanted to increase the price, they could do that.
Yeah, that's totally okay. You would just essentially be minting a new NFT collection.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, at first, probably people want to set the price pretty low just to allow people to try it out and see if it's worth actually subscribing to that creator, I guess. And over time, if they start getting a lot more followers and people realize that it is worth continuing to watch and pay for, then maybe they could up the price and the followers would need to buy the new NFT to continue watching.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. And so we've talked a little bit about stuff that will be coming in later updates to it, such as DMing, and I think you said you can already tip streamers during the stream. So I guess you can add, like, if you want to send them some additional ADM during the stream, you can do that already.
Yeah, you can also tip in other currencies as well, whether that's USDC secret tokens. We'll be adding other currencies as well for tipping. And I think we're also considering adding Silk to tipping as well. So
cool.
Tipping is not exclusive to ADM, but what is exclusive to ADM is actually purchasing a creator subscription.
You got it. So do you have some creators already lined up that might be streaming today when the platform goes live?
Yeah, so we have founding creators from mostly the Web2 environment. Some of them have OnlyFans backgrounds. Some of them have thriving communities on other third-party sites like Reddit. Some do have Web3 competency, which has been really cool for us. And they have, their primary following is on Twitter or X, I should say. So we are capturing a large followings of these creators from these different apps, whether that's Reddit, Instagram, X, or existing platforms or existing OnlyFans streamers as well.
Awesome, that's good. So there will be probably already some streams going when people join in tonight. I think you said something about an airdrop at some point. It's like an incentivized airdrop, so it depends on how much people spend on the mainnet launch.
So we're looking at a couple of metrics for the airdrop. The first one is related to spending on mainnet. So the wallets that are interacting and super active on mainnet, whether they are users or creators, will be considered. But I think what's even more important is the engagement portion of the airdrop. And so with that, we're really looking at users that are consistently engaging in the Telegram group on X with us. Those users will be eligible for airdrops regardless of the money that they're spending on the platform. So look out for that as well. I can pin the airdrop article up here that dives into specifics on that.
Yeah, that would be helpful. I'm sure some people would be interested in that.
Okay, I'm looking for it now. We don't have a Discord, I'd like to add. Our official channels are on Telegram, which you can find on our X profile and, of course, on this X account. But just want to keep reiterating that so that people don't fall for scams or join a fake group. We have one Telegram group and one X account.
I just thought of another question. So how can people... if people want to increase their followers, if they're a creator and they want to like market themselves on the platform, and they send out, is there like a link that they can provide on their Twitter that is like a direct link to their profile and Secret Admirers that people can click and just instantly find them?
So you do need to connect your wallet in order to access Secret Admirers, just as a privacy precaution. However, once you're connected, yes, there is a link you can follow to navigate to said creator. And I'm glad you brought up the question, because that's another utility of ADM, where as we grow with the number of creators on the platform, in order for a creator to stand out and promote themselves, they can spend ADM, which is then burned, and they will be featured on the front top part of the homepage. Another avenue for creators to be able to enhance their own discoverability without heavily relying on other third-party apps.
What will the default sorting be? Is it just sorted by number of subscribers?
Yeah, in current state, it is sorted by number of followers.
Okay.
So anyone can follow a profile. However, you can't access their live streams unless you spend ADM, whereby you're minting their subscription NFT.
Got it. So yeah, being able to market it on other platforms like Twitter would definitely be powerful and allow new people to come and find them. Do we have any questions from the audience? If anybody has a question, feel free to raise your hand and we'll bring you on stage.
Yes, please. We're open to all questions.
This is a pretty casual space. I'm just asking questions off the top of my head, really. Don't have any agenda, but if there's anything else that you guys would like to cover, feel free to hear to my team. I'm not sure if there's anything else that we needed to cover about the mainnet launch or what, anything people should be aware of before tonight.
I think we covered the important stuff. So just to reiterate, ADM is already live and trading on Shade exclusively. The link to access that is above in the pinned tweets. And we're very excited to be launching the mainnet version of Secret Admirer's platform this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Cool. And we'll be putting out a announcement as well from Secret Channels once it goes live, just as a reminder to everybody.
Amazing.
And bringing Red Eyed Bear up on stage right now from the Shade Protocol team. What's up?
Good morning. Good morning. Apologies for the late entrance into the space. I had a meeting right before this. So if this question is redundant and you already answered it, feel free to ignore it. But are you guys doing any sort of like celebratory inaugural stream for the Secret Admirers platform launch?
Yeah, we'll definitely have that. And I'm glad you asked that because what we'll see on launch is we're not carrying over any of the previously approved creators from testnet. So on mainnet launch at 8 p.m. Eastern, it's really just about applying to be a creator, and then we'll be approving those creators as manually as quickly as possible. And then from there, once there are approved creators on the platform, you're free to stream. And I think the team can definitely put something together where we'll have some celebratory stream, and we'll make sure to post the that creator address on our X account where we can all join and hang out. I think that'll be quite fun.
Yeah, I think that would be really cool too. I mean, it would effectively be kind of like a Twitter space, celebrating the launch. I figured the team members would be some of the easiest people to approve, to be able to stream at the launch. So I was just curious if you guys had anything planned. That's awesome to hear that you guys are planning something, and it'd be really cool to be able to involve other creators as well in that inaugural kind of celebratory stream.
Yeah, that's an awesome idea. I think we will definitely be doing that.
Can we get Carter to do a stream?
I floated this idea a long time ago. I
It's
think
time.
I
It's
think,
time.
well, not specifically Car, I think validators should be all over this. Validators, they
Oh,
start their own channel. You get delegations via subscriptions. I mean,
That's a good idea.
I don't know if it'd fit into the current mechanism for, how you have to pay for subscriptions, but an interesting way to at least get people to know that you're a validator. Check out these networks I validate. Anyways, side thought.
I don't know whether they would stream like their terminal as they're configuring new validators and running updates and stuff. Live stream from the server room.
Yeah, live stream network upgrades. I mean, I might pay for that, to be
This is
honest.
what really
Welcome all sorts of genres on this platform.
goes on behind the scenes of running a blockchain.
That's what people really want to see. No one wants to see OnlyFans content. They want to see your terminal screen.
Coding.
Reaching a dead end.
There's definitely a subset of people, especially in this industry, that would subscribe to that for sure.
For sure. Or even if Ansem got on the stream and was, I guess, screen sharing charts, meme coin charts, I think a lot of people
Yeah,
base
yeah.
want to see something like that.
You could get some alpha on investments. You could do like core dev teams could live stream their they're coding while they're writing new updates for the network. Like Secret Labs could be streaming their terminal as they're writing the next network upgrade.
That's what the devs want to see.
I would watch that for sure.
Yeah, because then, well, I guess maybe you want to keep it private, but that would also make for great promo material, you know?
Yeah.
You have a secret admirer. Come find out who it is. You join, and then you see a terminal screen.
Love the ideas. Yeah, super excited for you guys' launch. Really happy that Shade was able to support you, support the team with the launch of the token listing there. And even more excited to see the actual platform launch, see the creators start to come in.
Yeah, thank you for your support. We appreciate you so much, and launching on Shade last week was very smooth, and we're excited for a smooth launch of the platform this evening.
Yeah, let's hope it goes smoothly. Good luck to you guys.
If
there's anybody else in the audience that has a question, feel free to raise your hand. We'll bring you on stage. If not, we'll probably wrap it up, but we will be announcing this later today once it goes live as a reminder. Probably going to be late in the day for a lot of people, especially in Europe, but you can definitely try it out tomorrow morning as well. So for future updates to the platform, what do you think will be the first thing that gets added to it? Would it be like DMs for users?
DMs through Alter. Yes, because from our market research, we've found that DMs are quite important for two creators. A lot of the strongest bonds and relationships are formed through DMs rather than public chat. But that's not to say that public chat isn't important. It absolutely is. And that's one of the main features in the current platform. But next order of operation is DM features. Looking to Alter for some integration there. And also additionally, archival posts, photo and video.
Yeah, that would be very cool as well. And then creators could have like a whole catalog of items that they can offer to people instead of just the stream. They could have like images or pre-recorded videos or something. And yeah, that would be something very useful to have.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you could also resell those on Shade. Stash, which would be nice too.
Yeah, that's another thing we're super excited about, the ability to trade subscriptions on secondary, on Stash, something that you just simply can't do with an OnlyFans subscription.
Cool. Well, looking forward to all of this and looking forward to the mainnet launch tonight. I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up here. If anybody has questions, one last time, we'll ask. But Secret Admirers, how can people get involved with your community in the meantime?
Join our Telegram group, follow us here on X, and you probably want to have some ADM before the launch. Not financial advice.
All right. Just for the utility. You got to be able to actually use the platform.
Correct. Just to use the platform.
All right. Sounds good. Well, best of luck with the mainnet launch tonight, and we'll definitely follow up with you tomorrow and see how it went. Thanks for being with us here today.
Perfect. Thank you, everybody. It's always a pleasure spacing with you all, and thanks for all the support so far.
All right. We'll see everybody next week on Secret Spaces. Same time, same place. 4 p.m. UTC. Until then, have a good week.
Have a good week. Ciao for now.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had a late lay my soul down. I'm just roasting nanas and then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the furbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.